Everything for You, written and read by Tiny Pink Mouse. Prologue. Shen Wei stares at the bound and kneeling Li Yun. He wants to call forth his Dao. He can almost feel his hand close over its hilt already. He can see himself step up close to the kneeling man, see where his blade would cut into Li Yun's throat. He wants to look Li Yun in the eyes the moment before his head parts from his body. Shen Wei does none of that. Instead, he just stands there and watches. The guards lift their weapons and aim. Li Yun's lips tremble, his eyes flickering away from the weapons. Shen Wei thinks maybe he should feel some satisfaction at the fear. Vindication on the behalf of all of Li Yun's victims. But the only thing Shen Wei feels is hollow and tired. Shen Wei could execute Li Yun himself like he wants to. There's no one here who would stop him. No one who would question it. But that would reveal to the regent that Shen Wei has some personal interest in this. And Shen Wei would not give away anything to the regent if that was an option. Shen Wei had waited for the interminable farce of an investigation into Li Yun's escape to be finished, without once arguing that Li Yun should be executed immediately. He'd wanted to do that too, knowing that nothing would come of the investigation and that Li Yun would be put through torture for no good reason other than putting up a front. But, of course, it would have looked wrong for the black-cloaked envoy to dismiss the investigation, and so he said nothing and let everyone go on with the pretense. Now, only long experience in controlling his own reactions keeps his hands still, as his fingers itch with the urge to close around the hilt of his Dao. Shen Wei could do nothing about the investigation. He can do nothing about this. There's a small crowd of people gathered to watch the execution. Shen Wei thinks there are probably some of Li Yun's former victims among them. He'd glanced at the people earlier. There had been one young man who for some reason had caught Shen Wei's eye. He had been alone, with quiet tears running down his cheeks, staring intently at Li Yun through red-rimmed eyes. Shen Wei hopes that whoever the victims are, they'll get some closure out of this at least. The gunshots are loud in the hushed quiet of the crowd. Li Yun's body topples slowly forward. Shen Wei turns to the regent. He really said nothing of how he managed to escape. No, nothing, the regent says, with the sort of fawning regret that makes Shen Wei's fingers itch again. There was very little to go on when Li Yun remained silent. We've hired more guards, of course, but... The regent shakes his head sadly, as if to say that there's just nothing to be done. I worry that other prisoners, like Li Yun, might also find ways to escape, Shen Wei says. This is the most he can do, he thinks, with some disgust. For their own reasons, neither he nor the regent wants the black-cloaked envoy looking too closely into these things. The regent bows too deeply, to be anything sincere. I'm sure Hei Pao Daren has nothing to worry about. Shen Wei nods once, and turns away from the scene of the execution. Zhao Yunlan is sleeping when Shen Wei returns home. Da Qing's eyes shine at him in the darkness. Shen Wei nods at the cat, who closes his eyes and relaxes back into his cat bed. Shen Wei doesn't make a sound as he walks over to sit on the side of the bed. His fingers itch for an entirely different reason now, and this time Shen Wei doesn't resist. He brushes the fringe from Zhao Yunlan's forehead. His fingers linger for a moment before he pulls back and settles the blanket more securely over the sleeping Zhao Yunlan. Should he tell Zhao Yunlan about Li Yun's execution? Zhao Yunlan has never asked for details after Shen Wei had first told him that Li Yun would be executed. Shunwei remembers Zhao Yunlan's reaction when he'd brought it up. He remembers how hard Zhao Yunlan had tried to seem unaffected. Zhao Yunlan has nightmares sometimes. He doesn't wake up from them, and they seem to pass on their own. Shunwei isn't sure if Zhao Yunlan remembers the nightmares when he wakes up. He has never said anything about them to Shunwei. Shunwei will not ask. He only knows these things because he watches Zhao Yunlan sleep. It seems only polite to not mention things that Zhao Yunlan might not even know he's revealing. Sometimes, in the throes of those nightmares, Zhao Yunlan will say things. Enough that Shunwei can guess what he's dreaming about. After all, it's no great mystery which things in Zhao Yunlan's young life would be the source of nightmares. Shunwei must have lingered for too long, because there's a sleepy... Shunwei? Mumbled from the bed. Hearing his name from Zhao Yunlan's lips is a relief Shunwei isn't quite sure how to put into words. It's a balm on wounds he'd sustained so long ago, he'd forgotten that they'd never quite healed. He flattens his palms against his thighs and resists the urge to touch Zhao Yunlan again. "I didn't mean to wake you," Shunwei says, keeping his voice just above a whisper. Zhao Yunlan makes an indistinct hum. "Everything okay?" he asks, flailing one arm sleepily to get it out from under the blanket. He fumbles in the dark for a moment, and Shunwei knows there's not enough light for Zhao Yunlan to see in. Carefully, hesitantly, Shunwei moves his own hand, not quite touching Zhao Yunlan. It's close enough that Zhao Yunlan finds his hand easily even in the dark. He makes a small, content noise, and wraps his fingers loosely around Shunwei's. Shunwei swallows. "Yes," he tells Zhao Yunlan. "Everything is fine now, Zhao Yunlan. I promise." Chapter 1. Arguments are a sign of love. There's a lot of things left to take care of after Zhao Yunlan made some rather spur-of-the-moment decisions regarding a certain fire-wielding kid. Not least of all, convincing Shunwei to actually show up to teach the kid, like Zhao Yunlan had kind of promised the kid's mom. It's not like Zhao Yunlan knows anyone else who could do it. And if Shunwei hasn't offered any other suggestions... But when Zhao Yunlan sits and watches Shunwei patiently show the kid how to use his power safely, he thinks that however reluctant Shunwei was about this, whatever problems it might cause later, it's worth it. Shunwei looks happy, like this is something he wants to do. Zhao Yunlan knows that the point of this whole thing is to teach the boy not to use his power, to learn how to hide. He kind of hopes Shunwei can forget that for a moment. Maybe he should convince Shunwei to go visit Ai with him. He thinks Shunwei would like seeing a Dixingren baby who was born in Haixing. He's almost sure Xia Jie wouldn't mind if he took a friend with him next time. But maybe he should call and ask first, just in case. "Your friend is a good teacher," the kid's mom tells him after they leave Shunwei and the kid to it. "Thank you both for doing this." She looks like she's on the verge of tears. Zhao Yunlan really hopes she won't start crying, because he has no idea what to do if that happens. He knows now that he's never going to tell the family about the files that Qing sneaked out of the SID, or about how Shunwei had paid a visit to the teacher who'd reported them. It had all worked out in the end, would all work out. But they'd all been very lucky. "He's a very good teacher," Zhao Yunlan agrees with a smile. She looks at him like she's just realized something, nodding to herself and smiling, the tearful look fading slightly. He accepts the tea she offers him, and takes the opportunity to ask some questions that he's been wondering about. She's still feeling too grateful not to answer. Zhao Yunlan ends up having a screaming row with Shen Wei. Zhao Yunlan might be the only one raising his voice. Once Shen Wei realizes Zhao Yunlan is trying to find out more about how exactly the Dixing Ren are getting into Haixing. There's a reason why some of them can get legitimate jobs on the surface, and others have to resort to more desperate means just to survive. If Zhao Yunlan knows what they're doing, how they're getting up there in the first place, then maybe he can offer more help to the ones who need it. Even in the heat of the moment, when Shen Wei snarls, "You don't know what you're getting into," through clenched jaws, that Ching slinking out the door in the background. Zhao Yunlan freezes for a second. Fear spikes through him. Not that Shen Wei scares him anymore, even if maybe he should from all that Zhao Yunlan knows of him now. But Zhao Yunlan has to remind himself that just because Shen Wei is angry at him, he won't just throw Zhao Yunlan out. "Then tell me," Zhao Yunlan says, fighting to keep the sudden shakiness out of his voice. The words come out small, and there's little of his anger left in his voice, even if he can still feel it lingering. Shen Wei turns his head away for a moment and takes a few breaths. He nods once, stiff and precise. Zhao Yunlan can see he's still angry, but they're both still here, still talking, and Zhao Yunlan is going to get an explanation. This is okay. There's a lot more going on than Zhao Yunlan had realized, which really shouldn't surprise him. There are politics and smuggling rings and what Shen Wei can and can't do as an official representative of his people. Things that Shen Wei, as the black-cloaked envoy, knows about and things he pretends he doesn't. A lot of it is more than Zhao Yunlan can quite grasp, and he's pretty sure Shen Wei only scratches the surface with some of the explanations. Politics isn't exactly Zhao Yunlan's favourite subject, and Dixing as a whole is something he knows far too little about as it is. Somehow, Zhao Yunlan hadn't even quite realised that the SID wasn't the only representative of Haixing Shen Wei dealt with in his official role. He thinks about how worried Shen Wei is about Zhao Yunlan getting involved. It would be easier to understand if he worried that Zhao Yunlan would screw things up, but that doesn't seem to be it. "They're criminals," Shen Wei had told him bluntly, "and they're dangerous people. I can't get too involved, because apparently Dixing needs some of the things they can smuggle in, and because they are helping Dixing Ren establish identities up here. Because if the black-cloaked envoy knows about it, he will have to put a stop to it." "I can't protect you, Zhao Yunlan. Not all the time. Not enough." It sounded almost desperate, and Zhao Yunlan still doesn't know how to react to that. Zhao Yunlan looks at Shen Wei, quietly working at his desk. What exactly has Zhao Yunlan ever done to make himself rate that high in Shen Wei's priorities? Zhao Yunlan wraps an arm around Da Qing, who's lying on top of Zhao Yunlan's belly, and then reaches out for the bowl of lollipops on the coffee table. Da Qing still sinks his claws lightly into his skin as a token protest, but settles down as soon as Zhao Yunlan is lying still on the couch again. He looks at the lollipop for a moment. Shen Wei has been very clear about what he thinks about Zhao Yunlan's smoking habit. Zhao Yunlan is now very well aware of how bad it is for his health. But Shen Wei has never so much as forbidden him from smoking inside. Instead, he just started handing out lollipops whenever Zhao Yunlan got twitchy and was craving a cigarette. Zhao Yunlan pulls the wrapper off and sticks the lollipop into his mouth. "Would you ever just tell me no?" he asks. He's surprised at himself for just saying the words out loud like that. It wasn't even hard, he thinks. Shunwei pauses and looks up. Then he carefully puts his brush down and Jialin feels all of Shunwei's attention settle on him. He resists the urge to sit up. That Jing just got settled and he doesn't want to disturb the cat again. Shunwei doesn't seem to be in any hurry to actually say anything. His brow furrows as he just looks at Jialin for a good while. The question is out there now, and Jialin can only wait. He tries not to fidget. That Jing wouldn't like that either. Shunwei sighs. I don't know how to deny you anything you ask for, Jialin, he says with a kind of quiet, raw honesty that leaves Jialin breathless. He's not sure what he thought Shunwei would say. Maybe he didn't expect an answer at all. Jialin has to look away. He pets that Jing to distract himself. The cat stirs enough to give a half-hearted purr, and then seems to fall back asleep. It's quiet enough that he can hear when Shunwei's brush strokes start up again. Chapter 2. Alcohol is not the answer. Jialin ends up applying for Dragon City University. He wonders if that would meet with his father's approval. Jialin had been told he'd go to university after all. Before. Well, just before. He'd had a vague idea of going somewhere out of town. But now it seems as good a place as any. He even tentatively finds himself some gainful employment for the summer. He suspects that Zhao Shunzhe definitely wouldn't approve of bartending as a choice. Doubly so, because Zhao Yunlan is pretty sure they promised to give him a chance at the job, mostly on the merit that he knows how to rocketite a t-shirt, and was a mean hand with some eyeliner. Not that he cares what Zhao Shunzhe would think. Jialin also ends up having his first, extremely careful, meeting with some smugglers. That Jing seems to like the idea about as much as Shunwei, but he's there as backup anyway, the black cat going unnoticed by everyone else. Maybe it's to Jialin's benefit that no one quite takes a teenager too seriously. But he still has to bite his tongue not to snipe back every time someone says something in a condescending tone. Which is all the time, really. But all things considered, the meeting is a success. And Jialin wonders if he's just taken a first step into a future career as a criminal. Well, technically speaking, he supposes he's already stepped over that line by obstructing the SID. Shunwei insists on Jialin learning how to defend himself if he's going to keep getting involved. Jialin is sort of relieved that that turns out to be fighting lessons with some old man, instead of Shunwei. It turns out that the old man in question is completely capable of beating Jialin when he wants to. Shunwei vanishes for 2 days straight after he introduces Jialin to Lao Wu, and then shows back up with a guy in tow, who seems roughly the same age as Jialin, and twice as angry. Later, Shunwei also takes Jialin to a shooting range, and absolutely refuses to touch a gun himself, while insisting that Jialin should know how to use one. I'll teach you how to use a blade, Shunwei says, in what definitely isn't an explanation. At least that will apparently wait until Jialin has had some time with both Lao Wu and his new shooting hobby. That's still a relief. Training with Shunwei doesn't really seem like a good idea. Through all of it, Shunwei seems not different exactly, but like he's waiting for the other shoe to drop. Jialin knows he's paying too much attention to every little thing Shunwei does to even have noticed anything wrong in the first place. Da Qing calls him paranoid and stupid human, and then admits that Shunwei might have been a bit quieter recently, and there had been an increase in fish snacks, but the latter was just proof of Da Qing's importance and eminently sensible. So, all things considered, Zhao Yunlan is pretty sure he deserves a break. He hasn't gone out clubbing since... well, it's been a while, anyway. Besides, it's just good sense to get better acquainted with his possible future workplace, right? He even tells Shen Wei he's going beforehand. Zhao Yunlan doesn't think that showing up mildly drunk in the early morning hours is the kind of surprise Shen Wei would exactly appreciate. And it's good. The music is loud and the people are anonymous and Zhao Yunlan has just enough to drink that everything is sort of soft around the edges. By the time he gets back home, the last drink might be hitting him a bit harder than he'd thought, and he's light-headed from the dancing and the music, and from being awake for longer than he's used to now. He still tries to be quiet when he opens the door, until he steps inside and realizes that the lights are on, and Shen Wei is sitting on the couch reading. Right, he forgot that Shen Wei doesn't actually sleep most nights. Da Qing is sleeping in Shen Wei's lap, and a small laugh escapes Zhao Yunlan at the sight. It makes Da Qing's ears twitch, and he looks up at Zhao Yunlan. He stares at Zhao Yunlan for a while, and then jumps away from Shen Wei's lap, stalking off toward his own bed. Hi, Zhao Yunlan says to Shen Wei, who's looking at him quietly. Shen Wei smiles at him, and Zhao Yunlan suddenly feels a lot more dizzy. He takes a few unsteady steps and flops down on the couch. He takes off his boots, which takes some effort, and then looks up to realize he's managed to end up right next to Shen Wei. Without thinking about it, he leans in the rest of the way, his head falling against Shen Wei's shoulder. I missed you, he mumbles, feeling very content where he is. Shen Wei huffs, and his arm comes up to hold Zhao Yunlan in place. You should go to bed, Shen Wei says. Zhao Yunlan hums in vague agreement. Don't want to move, he adds after a moment. He's not really feeling like sleep quite yet. He's still too wired from earlier. Shen Wei shifts a little, arranging Zhao Yunlan a bit more comfortably against his side. I kind of really want to kiss you, you know, Zhao Yunlan says after some time. Shen Wei seems to have gone all stiff next to him. You do know, right? He wants to look at Shen Wei. Shen Wei is very nice to look at, after all. But that would require opening his eyes and moving, and Zhao Yunlan doesn't want to do that. So he reaches out blindly and pats Shen Wei's thigh. Of course you do. You know everything. Zhao Yunlan is vaguely aware that there's something not exactly right with that statement. He pauses for a moment to think it over, then lets it go when his thoughts prove to be far too slippery. Zhao Yunlan isn't entirely sure how much time has passed before Shen Wei says, I'll get you some water. Shen Wei moves him to lean against the back of the couch instead, and Zhao Yunlan wants to protest. But if Shen Wei has decided that Zhao Yunlan needs to drink water, there's very little Zhao Yunlan can do to change his mind. Thank you, he mumbles, and isn't quite sure the words come out right. Chapter 3. The morning after. Zhao Yunlan wakes up in bed. He doesn't remember moving there, but Shen Wei would hardly leave him to sleep on the couch. He's barely opened his eyes when Shen Wei is there offering him water. He drinks it gratefully. At least there isn't much of a hangover to speak of. It could have been worse, considering he hasn't exactly been drinking for a while. He excuses himself to the bathroom. A quick shower washes off the remnants of last night. He even remembers to put his dirty clothes away to be washed. Zhao Yunlan is vaguely grateful at the regularity with which clean clothes appear, and he tries to remember to do his small part in the process by not leaving the dirty ones lying around. It's not like that's much to ask of him. He gets dressed and then just stands there staring at himself in the bathroom mirror. He still looks the same, not particularly like anyone who did something stupid last night. The end of the night is a bit fuzzy, but some things stand out clearly. Snuggling into Shun Wei, telling him... Yeah, he remembers those parts just fine. He kind of wants to go pull Da Qing in here and just whine at him about it. But Da Qing is a cat and probably still doesn't quite see what the problem is. Sometimes, Zhao Yunlan isn't sure he does either. Except he's Zhao Yunlan and Shun Wei is... Shun Wei is a lot of things. And one of them probably isn't interested in anything with someone who's nothing more than a kid to him. Zhao Yunlan will have to walk out of the bathroom sooner or later, and Shun Wei will... Well, honestly, Shun Wei will probably let him avoid the whole thing. He'll just wait until Zhao Yunlan wants to talk about it. He runs a hand through his messy, damp hair and sighs. Shun Wei is in the kitchen, doing whatever it is he does there, finishing Zhao Yunlan's breakfast most likely. Shun Wei turns to look at him as he walks into the far too small space, and Zhao Yunlan doesn't give himself time to think before he leans in and presses his lips to Shun Wei's. Shun Wei makes a small, surprised noise against Zhao Yunlan's lips. It's about as far as Zhao Yunlan's courage takes him before he quickly pulls away. He ducks his head and takes half a step back. There's the sound of Shun Wei putting something down. Zhao Yunlan hadn't exactly been paying attention. Zhao Yunlan, Shun Wei says, and Zhao Yunlan has to look back up at him. Shun Wei smiles tentatively and reaches out to take Zhao Yunlan's hand. There's a whole riot of butterflies trying to escape Zhao Yunlan's belly. He hadn't dared think beyond that one moment, and now that it maybe didn't turn out as horribly as he'd been afraid, Zhao Yunlan has no idea where to go from here. He closes the distance between them, and Shun Wei's arms close around him in a hug. Zhao Yunlan could definitely try the kissing again. That had been a kind of sad attempt. But this is good too. He presses his cheek against Shun Wei's shoulder and breathes in that comforting scent of incense and something very uniquely Shun Wei, and wonders when exactly it had become so familiar. I didn't know, Shun Wei admits, his voice low. His breath brushes against Zhao Yunlan's face. I can't... Shun Wei starts, and Zhao Yunlan's heart stutters. He squeezes his eyes shut, like that will keep whatever Shun Wei is about to say from becoming real. If I do this, I will never let you go, Zhao Yunlan. The relief sweeps away everything else, leaving him unsteady. It's a good thing Shun Wei is holding on to him. Zhao Yunlan feels like laughing. There will never be anyone else, Shun Wei says, his voice low and dark. Zhao Yunlan shivers. You'll never be rid of me. It sounds like a warning as much as a promise, and Zhao Yunlan isn't quite sure what to... Where's my breakfast? Da Qing's voice complains from behind him, making Zhao Yunlan startle and step away from Shun Wei. He turns to look at the very human-shaped Da Qing. He frowns at Da Qing, who just blinks back at him like he has no idea what he just walked in on. I'm sorry, Da Qing, Shun Wei says. I just need to set the table. I'll help, Zhao Yunlan says and glares meaningfully at Da Qing. Yeah, sure. Tell me what to do, Da Qing says grumpily. Ja Yunlan goes out for a cigarette after breakfast. The little apartment suddenly feels very crowded. It's a Sunday, and none of them needs to be anywhere else at the moment. Ja Yunlan really needs the nicotine hit right about now. He walks over to a bench nearby. He fumbles with the lighter for a moment. He's feeling unaccountably shaky before he manages to light the cigarette. That first lungful of nicotine is sweet relief, and he holds his breath for a moment before letting it out. Ja Yunlan knows his feelings for Shun Wei are complicated. He's mostly avoided thinking about it in any detail, because he didn't think what dwelling on it would have made things better. Of course he thinks Shun Wei is attractive. Ja Yunlan is young, healthy, and he has eyes. That's the easy part, if slightly embarrassing at times given the close quarters and the amount of time Ja Yunlan takes showering these days. It's all the rest of it. And even then he could just not think about it, as long as Shun Wei stayed an unattainable crush. Now, if that Qing hadn't interrupted them, Ja Yunlan would have easily offered up forever to Shun Wei. Maybe he should be grateful to the cat for giving him some time to think. But it would have been so much easier if Ja Yunlan could have just agreed to everything and never needed to think about it. He's mostly given up on trying to figure out why Shun Wei cares in the first place, so there's no use in dwelling on that now. Ja Yunlan knows Shun Wei is completely out of his league, and he's just pathetically grateful that Shun Wei seems to consider him more than just this random kid he picked up and never quite could get rid of. But now, with a bit of distance, he can see the warning Shun Wei was giving him for what it is. If you do this, Ja Yunlan, there's no turning back. Ja Yunlan is already too far gone to change his course now. With the Di Xingren, with Shun Wei, with his plans for his own future. But that doesn't mean this thing between him and Shun Wei has to happen. Ja Yunlan can take a step back, go date some nice, safe human boy or girl. Someone who wouldn't say forever and mean it. He's not sure he knows how to imagine forever. The cigarette has burned down to the filter, and he lights another one. Chapter 4. Long-term plans. Da Qing is gone by the time Ja Yunlan gets back. He's not sure if he should be relieved by that or not. Shun Wei is sitting at his desk, writing. He looks up briefly and smiles at Ja Yunlan, but then immediately goes back to what he's doing. For a moment, Ja Yunlan just stands there looking at Shun Wei. He hasn't really known Shun Wei for that long, but he knows that Shun Wei has already changed the course of Ja Yunlan's whole life. He can't even imagine his life now without Shun Wei in it. Or, well, he can, and he doesn't like it much. For whatever it's worth, Ja Yunlan says, you already have all of my heart. Shun Wei freezes. Ink drops from the end of his brush to the papers below, and for a moment he doesn't even seem to notice. Then he sets the brush away, apparently not caring about whatever papers he might have ruined, as he doesn't even look at them. It's worth everything, he says, his eyes never leaving Ja Yunlan, as if Ja Yunlan might vanish if he looks away. Ja Yunlan shuffles awkwardly. So, good. Do we need to talk about this? Because, personally, I'd like to redo that part where I kiss you. He grins at Shun Wei, but Ja Yunlan has a feeling it turns out more embarrassed than anything else he might have been aiming for. I can definitely do better than that. Shunwei looks at him with a sort of fond exasperation Jiayuan is definitely familiar with by now. His own smile turns a bit more relaxed. Jiayuan throws off his boots and leaves them where they fall. He wants to laugh at the look on Shunwei's face. Yeah, he's definitely familiar with that expression. He walks over to Shunwei and has the time to realize he must smell of cigarettes, and Shunwei will probably hate that. Jiayuan almost stops. But really, if he doesn't do this now, he'll just be more nervous later. Shunwei actually gets up from his chair, which, alright, yeah, that makes things easier. Jiayuan wasn't sure how he would have managed the logistics of this otherwise. It's almost easy to grab the front of Shunwei's shirt and pull himself close enough to press his lips against Shunwei's. There's nothing tentative about the way Shunwei pulls him closer and easily takes control. Jiayuan yields with some relief, his lips opening to invite Shunwei in. He gasps when Shunwei bites his bottom lip lightly, his tongue quickly soothing the light sting. Jiayuan would be happy spending an eternity kissing Shunwei, being kissed by Shunwei. Unfortunately, breathing becomes an issue, and he has to pull away enough to gasp in a breath. Shunwei runs his fingers down Jiayuan's cheek, and Jiayuan watches him bite his lower lip. Jiayuan's fingers tingle with lust, needing to touch more of Shunwei, and only the fact that he's still trying to catch his breath stops him from crushing his lips to Shunwei's again. I should finish my... Shunwei says, glancing down at the papers on the table. But he still has one arm around Jiayuan, keeping him close to Shunwei. Jiayuan is still gripping Shunwei's shirt. He lets go and flattens his palms against Shunwei's chest. The review? Jiayuan asks, taking a guess at the most likely thing occupying Shunwei currently. It's not due for another week. He gives Shunwei a look that he suspects falls far closer to lewd than seductive. I can think of better things to do right now. Shunwei closes his eyes for a moment. When he opens them again, there's so much naked want in them that it takes Jiayuan's breath away. All right, Shunwei says, his voice soft. Shunwei lets himself be pulled to the couch, where they spend a few awkward moments trying to figure out a position that works for both of them. Jiayuan ends up solving the issue by crawling into Shunwei's lap, pushing Shunwei's back against the back of the couch. He grins down at Shunwei and then kisses him, pushing his fingers into Shunwei's hair. This time Shunwei lets Jiayuan explore, obligingly opening his mouth under Jiayuan's lips. Shunwei's hands are on Jiayuan's hips, holding on lightly until Jiayuan can't help but grind his hips down. Shunwei's grip tightens to near bruising, and Jiayuan moans into his mouth. The brief thought that he should be doing something more flashes through Jiayuan's mind, but all he can do at the moment is try to get closer to Shunwei. Frantically, he clutches at Shunwei's hair, at his back, bites at Shunwei's lips, grinds his hips against Shunwei, trying to find some friction for his painfully hard cock. Shunwei presses a hand against Jiayuan's hardness over his jeans. Jiayuan bucks into the touch, gasping. He pulls his mouth away from Shunwei's as the sudden release shoots up his spine and straight to his cock. Shit, Jiayuan thinks fuzzily and lets his forehead fall against Shunwei's shoulder. Sorry, he mumbles once he's recovered enough for the embarrassment to hit. Shunwei runs a soothing hand down his back. His voice is low and a bit rough when he says, Why? I enjoy watching you. At least Shunwei can't see the blush. A clothing change later, Zhaoyunlan is lounging on the couch next to Shunwei, who's immersed in one of his scientific journals. Their fingers are interlaced, and Zhaoyunlan is leaning slightly into Shunwei's side, one foot hooked around Shunwei's leg. Zhaoyunlan can't quite bear not to be touching Shunwei, even if anything more seems to be off the table for the moment. Zhaoyunlan hasn't quite decided if he minds or not. He sure as hell wants to do more, but this is nice too. And maybe he's not quite over the effects of last night. He could definitely use a few more hours of sleep. Shunwei tugs lightly on the hand holding onto his. Zhaoyunlan blinks, and then reaches out with his free hand to turn the page for Shunwei. I can just introduce you as my boyfriend now. That'll be so much easier to explain, Zhaoyunlan says. Shunwei sighs. It's still not a good idea for me to get involved with any other Dixingren in Haixing. Shunwei doesn't sound upset about it, as much as resigned. I know, Zhaoyunlan says with a wave of his hand. It'll make things complicated. He thinks about Shunwei patiently teaching a 10-year-old boy. Remembers the same boy afraid of the black-cloaked envoy taking him away from his family. But things have to change, Shunwei. And you're going to change them? Shunwei asks. Zhaoyunlan thinks that coming from anyone else, that question would have been mocking. Shunwei sounds like he's smiling. It's a long-term project. Shunwei squeezes his hand, and Zhaoyunlan tightens his own grip. He lets Shunwei go back to his journal. Idly, Zhaoyunlan strokes Shunwei's thigh, because he's allowed to touch, and wonders if he could convince Shunwei to join him in bed for a nap. The end.